The word precipitation means to throw upon or within. This term is used in chemistry to describe the fact of a substance, held or suspended in fluid, being made to disengage itself from the intimate union with the fluid and to fall upon the bottom of the receptacle in which it is held. In the use of applied electricity, it may be used to describe the throwing upon a metal or other plate of particles of another metal held in suspension in the fluid of the electric bath. These two things are done every day in nearly all the cities of the world and are so common as to be ordinary. In photography, the same effect is described by the word develop, which is the appearing on the surface of the sensitized gelatin plate of the image caught by the camera. In chemical precipitation, the atoms fall together and become visible as a separate substance in the fluid. In photography, the image made by an alteration of the atoms composing the whole surface appears in the mass of the sensitized plate. In both cases, we have the coming forth into visibility of that which before was invisible. In the case of precipitation of a substance in the form of a powder at the bottom of the receptacle containing the fluid, there is distinctly A, before the operation, an invisibility of a mass of powder; B, upon applying the simple means for precipitation, the sudden coming into sight of that which was before unseen. And precisely as the powder may be precipitated in the fluid, so also from the air there can be drawn and precipitated the various metals and substances suspended therein. This has been so often done by chemists and others that no proofs are needed. The ancients and all the occultists of past and present have always asserted that all metals, substances, pigments, and materials exist in the air held in suspension, and this has been admitted by modern science. Gold, silver, iron, and other metals may be volatilized by heat so as to float unseen in the air, and this is also brought about every day in various mines and factories of the world. It may therefore be regarded as established beyond controversy that as a physical fact, precipitation of substances, whether as merely carbon or metal, is possible and is done every day. We can then take another step with the subject. Is it possible to precipitate by willpower and use of occult laws upon a surface of wood, paper, metal, stone, or glass, a mass of substance in lines or letters or other combinations, so as to produce an intelligible picture or legible message? For modern science, this is not possible yet. For the adept, it is possible, has been done, and will be still performed. It has also been done unintelligently, and as mere passive agents or channels among mediums in the ranks of European and American spiritualists. But in this latter case, it has the value, and no more than that, of the operations of nature upon and with natural objects, to be imitated by conscious and intelligently acting man when he has learned how, by what means, and when. The medium is only a passive controlled agent or channel who is ignorant of the laws and forces employed, as well as not knowing what is the intelligence at work, nor whether that intelligence is outside or a part of the medium. The adept, on the other hand, knows how such a precipitation can be done, what materials may be used, where those materials are obtainable, how they can be drawn out of the air, and what general and special laws must be taken into account. That this operation can be performed, I know of my own knowledge. I have seen it done, watching the process as it proceeded, and have seen the effect produced without a failure. One of these instances I will give later on. Precipitation of words or messages from adepts has been much spoken of in the Theosophical Society's work, and the generality of persons have come to some wrong conclusions as to what they must be like, as well as how they are done and what materials may be and are used.